Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Make holiday gatherings more delicious at Whole Foods Market. Whether you're the host or the guest who aims to impress, save now on baking essentials from 365 by Whole Foods Market. Need some extra help? Pick up crowd-pleasing flatbreads that are ready to heat, or build a lovely charcuterie board with sales on specialty cheeses and meats. Holiday wines and beers are also on sale, starting at $7.99. Host the perfect holiday party with Whole Foods Market. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Are we going? I can't see anything in these. Oh, we are. Wow. And that was a loud notification in my ear. Hello, everybody. And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast where we all look an equally amount of deranged. If you're watching the video episodes, which we put up on youtube.com/Chris. But if you want to never miss another episode, you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And then again, video episodes go up on youtube.com/Chris. I have to be honest, I'm really trying not to be in my head about this episode because last year when I lived in Los Angeles and I was just like, I'm a big production whore. Like I love a good production. And I spent like thousands of dollars on the Halloween, the Christmas special, the holiday specials, like New Year's. Like I live for that. So the fact that this is kind of a half-assed Halloween, my doing, like I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I mean, I literally just found this wig in a box upstairs titled Wigs and Hair Dye. but today I'm kind of just being the lost Kardashian. My name is Chris Kardashian, but it's C-H-R-I-S, and that's why I got the boot. I got the steel-toed stiletto. But I'm here ready to serve Balenciaga. And I'm ready to steal Skims from my sister, Kim. What are you guys? Especially you, Jake. I'm really confused what your last minute Halloween costume was.
Well, let's see. The owl told me to be an 80s hairband rocker. And with Weird Al, there's a movie about Weird Al Yankovic's life. And so I figured if like an 80s rocker and Weird Al got together, they would be this.
Okay, you're kind of serving like Susan Boyle got a perm.
I'm Susan Boyle getting a perm. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Oh my God, I'm like feeling my fucking pussy in this. What are you guys?
I'm Satan.
He's Satan. He's
girl, we've been new.
Maybe.
He stole my ears. So I'm just festive. Because it's the week before Halloween, so I'm just getting into it.
I don't even know what I am. I just know that I'm just festive.
I've got some things going on.
Now, before we get into the episode, I do want to point out the shout out for this episode, which is going to be to a few children's hospitals around the country. Obviously, there's some kids who don't get to experience the magic that I think that Halloween is. And I just want to think about the little squirts who aren't able to trick or treat and dress up like the Lost Kardashian sibling. Picturing an 8-year-old dressing up as that. But it's not that far off because we all know that I dressed up as like a crackhead Hillary Duff 1 year. So yeah, those links will be down below if you want to donate. So to kick off this Halloween episode, I really cannot stop playing with this wig. Holy shit. It's been like months since I've worn a wig. And I just have to say, wow, I'm obsessed. And also, wow, I wish I shaved off my 5 o'clock shadow. I found some spooky fucking stories on the interweb, and I thought it would be fun to read them. I remember, do you guys remember that fucking book when you were younger that was like scary stories?
Yes. Yes.
To tell it. Like the cover was like black and white and looked drawn. And I just remember like even just making eye contact with that book, I would like shit myself. And I feel like I've maybe come a long way as a person in terms of spooky levels. So I figured we'd read some of these. This is from Reader's Digest, and it's 20 spooky Halloween stories that will keep you up at night. So the bar is pretty high. Oh my God, wow, I really can't read in these sunglasses. I don't know how my sister Kimberly does it. All right, the first one is called The Architect's Key. There was once a man named Edward who designed and built his own perfect house. This is sounding like my origin villain story. My villain origin story. He lived in it for many years until he eventually passed away. A new family soon moved in, but whenever they went into the basement, where Edward's personal study had been, who puts their fucking study in the basement? They would get the feeling that someone was watching them. One day, the father of the new family decided to fix up an old jacket, which every tailor in town had told him was beyond repair. So he went down to the old study, laid his jacket on a chair, and then tried to see if there was anything in the old desk that he could help him mend it. I can't fucking read. But the drawer... That's the scariest part of all of this. But the drawers were all locked, and he couldn't find a key anywhere. The next morning, he came back down to find the key on the desk, all of the drawers open, and his jacket completely fixed. What? That wasn't fucking scary at all.
That's like such a nice ghost.
I know. Well, it's not even like a ghost story. Like, I was like, fuck ghost stories, no offense. Because, like, those, like, the videos really freak me out. Like, I feel like that you need, like, the video for. I thought, like, a spooky story. That was, like, best case scenario. Besides, I guess, like, someone fully living in your house. But, like, can I wake up in the morning and all my pants are tailored shorter? I've, like, really have been slacking on going to the tailor.
I feel like the ones we read when we were kids were way scarier. Are they trying to, like water them down now for...
Or were we just, like, fucking, like, little babies?
Yeah, kids these days can't even do chores.
Yeah. All right, this one's called A Mother's Love. Some people actively go out looking for ghost encounters, and every once in a while, they find one. When Kevin was a teenager, he and his friends had heard about a dangerous turn on the nearby highway that caused many accidents over the years. It was now haunted. The most well-known story was of a mother who took her own life after her son had crashed his car and died there. It was said around town that her ghost remained at the deadly turn to protect people from ending up like her deceased child. Kevin and his friends decided to put that theory to the test. Who wrote these? They are so stupidly written. At night, Kevin drove his friends out to the highway. When the group of boys arrived at the turn, they put... Oh, that's someone's dog. I thought Justin was like pretending to be like scared, screaming. And I was like... I was like, bitch, please. When the boys had arrived at the turn, they pulled over. They brought a bag of flour with them. F-L-O-U-R, not the kind of flour I would bring. They brought a bag of flour with them and proceeded to sprinkle the white powder on the road, the grass, and the car. The idea was to get footprints to prove the ghost was indeed real. Do they not know ghosts can fly? Hello? The boys hopped back in and began to take the car around the turn. Kevin accelerated faster and faster, and boom! The car came to an abrupt halt, as if someone had slammed down on it with their own two hands. They immediately got out of the car and saw two woman-sized handprints in the white flower on the hood. What the fuck is a woman-sized handprint, you freak? Okay, I mean, I should have maybe done some, like... I should have done some, like, I don't know. Okay, here's 11 ghost stories from Reddit. This feels like it could actually get real. Honestly, oh, no. the picture on this is scary enough. All right. I just thought it would be fun if we all, like, were reading it together and could be freaked out. Like, if I had read them ahead of time, I just feel like it wouldn't have had the same weight. Turns out we could have saved just so much time. This one's called It Wasn't a Little Girl. I was camping with my husband and his family at a small remote lake in New Mexico. There were about 10 people in our group and another group of 6 people in the next campsite. It was nighttime, and both groups were doing typical activities, making s'mores, having a few drinks, telling stories, and fucking raw on the beat. I'm just kidding. And telling stories when we all heard what sounded like a little girl yelling out for help. Neither group had children with them. Now that's my kind of party. But we were all positive we were hearing a little girl and decided to search the area we heard the noises from together. There was a field behind our campsites, and we saw a very tall, pure white figure standing maybe 100 feet away from us in the field, making the noises. We all agreed this thing looked maybe 6 feet tall, skinny, and white as can be.
It was Tilda Swinton.
We made our way closer to investigate, but whatever it was that we saw started backing off as we got closer, and it disappeared into the trees. All night, we continued to hear the little girl crying for help as we tried to sleep. See, like, okay, did we just, like, grow up and none of this shit is scary anymore?
No, you have to turn out all the lights and then hold a flashlight to the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather drop dead than do that.
Also, just lazy. Like, why don't they go out and help the little girl? And then they go out one by one and help the little girl. Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Right. Oh, like, yeah, they should. I mean, I just think any of these stories could be a little beefier. Like, sorry, it wasn't a little girl. Should be more than 2 paragraphs, Your Honor.
I still want to know about the handprint with the flower.
I think, like, that meant, like, the woman-sized handprint.
It was a hit and run. They just hit a ghost.
No, they just hit a person, honestly. Like, ugh. See, I was going to literally go and buy the book that was, like, stories that I don't even remember what it was called. I would just know exactly what it looked like. But then
scary
I was like,
"Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark."
Is that what it's called?
Isn't it Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Scary Stories.
And it had like a weird ghostly figure on the front.
You're
and it was like
so effing right, baby. Duel. Oh my god, they turned it into a movie.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Chris didn't see a movie.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay, I'm not gonna. Okay, you are out of hand.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
I mean, when I'm on enough edibles, I really believe I've seen anything.
Jake, where did you see the ghost?
I mean, before we started, I was telling Chris a story about, I'd gone to Disneyland and they have the Little Red Riding Hood, not Little, what is, I'm sorry, let me start again. I was at Disneyland and the Snow White ride, do you know when you go around the curve, there's like a, mm-hmm. like a witch hanging over? So yeah. I was camping out with my brothers and sisters in the living room, and I opened my eyes, and there was a ghost witch above my head, like leaning over. And I was trying to like scream, but I couldn't make a noise. I was like kind of gasping for breath, and nobody else was doing anything, and she was just like staring at me. And then I got up, and I ran into my parents' room, and as soon as I broke the seal of the room, I started just shrieking. And so that was... No, but I swear to you, like, it's like she was legit. Like, I mean, it was so.
Yeah, like you could see it like clear as day.
Clear as day, and like I could kind of see through her, but she had like, you know, she looked more disturbing than the Disneyland witches. You know, like she was just hanging out, like, yep, I was there. Like, what's up, little boy? And I just freaked out. And,
whoa!
Yeah.
What did they believe you?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you so much for that. All right. I have actually found a
Thank
scary
you for the
story.
Session.
I found a scary story to tell in the dark that was uploaded online, and it's called Harold, and Vulture ranked this one the number one scariest out of all of them. So take that for what you will. This is called Harold from Scary Stories 3, More Tales to Chill Your Bones. Okay. When it got hot in the... I can't read with these glasses on. I really was going to try. When it got hot in the valley, Thomas and Alfred drove their cows up to a cool green pasture in the mountains to graze. Usually, they stayed there with the cows for 2 months. Then they brought them down to the valley again. The work was easy, but it was boring. All day, the two men tended their cows. At night, they went back to the teeny tiny hut where they lived. They ate supper and worked in the garden and went to sleep. It was always the same. Then, Thomas had an idea that changed everything. "Let's make a doll the size of a man," he said. "It would be fun to make, and we could put it in the garden to scare the birds." "It should look like Harold," Alfred said. Harold was a farmer they both hated. They made a doll out of old sacks stuffed with straw. They gave it a pointy nose like Harold's and tiny eyes like his. Then they added dark hair and a twisted frown. Of course, they also gave it Harold's name. Each morning on their way to the pasture, they tied Harold to a pole in the garden to scare away the birds. Each night they brought him inside so that he wouldn't get ruined if it rained. When they were feeling playful, they would talk to him. One of them might say, "How are the vegetables growing today, Harold?" Then the other, making believe he was Harold, would answer in a crazy voice, "Very slowly." They both would laugh, but not Harold. Guys, this is not funny.
Your face was funny.
Whenever something went wrong, they took it out on Harold. They would curse at him, even kick or punch him. Sometimes one of them would take the food that they were eating, which they were both sick of, and smear it on the doll's face. "How do you like that stew, Harold?" he would ask. "Well, you better eat it or else." Then the two men would howl with laughter. God, what virgins. One night, after Thomas had wiped Harold's face with food, Harold grunted. "Did you hear that?" Alfred asked. "It was Harold," Thomas said. "I was watching him when it happened. I can't believe it." "How could he grunt?" Alfred asked. "He's just a sack of straw. It's not possible." "Let's throw him in the fire," Thomas said, "and that would be that." Jesus Christ, 0 to 100. "Let's not do anything stupid," said Alfred. "We don't know what's going on. When we move the cows down, we'll leave him behind. For now, let's just keep an eye on him." I'm reading this like literally I'm auditioning for my life. So they left Harold sitting in the corner of the hut. They didn't talk to him or take him outside anymore. Now and then the doll grunted, but that was all. After a few days, they decided that there was nothing to be afraid of. Maybe a mouse or some insects had got inside Harold and were making those sounds. So Thomas and Alfred went back to their old ways. Each morning they put Harold out in the garden, and each night they brought him back in the hut. When they felt playful, they joked with him. When they felt mean, they treated him as badly as ever. Then one night, Alfred noticed something that frightened him. "Harold is growing," he said. "I was thinking the same thing," said Thomas. "Maybe it's just our imagination," Alfred replied. "We have been up here on this mountain for too long." The next morning, while they were eating, Harold stood up and walked out of the hut. He climbed up on the roof and trotted back and forth like a horse on its hind legs. All day and night, he trotted like that. In the morning, Harold climbed down and stood in a far corner of the pasture. The men had no idea what he would do next. They were afraid. They decided to take the cows down into the valley that same day. When they left, Harold was nowhere in sight. They felt as he had escaped a great danger. They felt as if they had escaped a great danger and began joking and singing. But when they had gone only a mile or two, they realized they had forgotten to bring the milking stools. Neither one wanted to go back for them, but the stools would cost a lot to replace. "There really is nothing to be afraid of," they told one another. "After all, what could a doll do?" They drew straws to see which one would go back. It was Thomas. "I'll catch up with you," he said, and Alfred walked toward the valley. When Alfred came to a rise in the path, he looked back for Thomas. He did not see him anywhere, but he did see Harold. The doll was on the roof of the hut again. As Alfred watched, Harold kneeled and stretched out a bloody skin to dry in the sun. "What?" Wait, I'm sorry. I just read so many sentences only for it to end in one. Oh my God.
A bloody skin? A bloody skin?
It wasn't him. It was his friend.
It was Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas is now a teepee.
I think the moral of the story is not to be a bully because they were so mean to Harold.
I think the moral of the story is don't make a fucking scarecrow in your living room on a mountain with two cows. That's seeming like my takeaway from the story. That and to slay.
No. I was saying it'd be funny if we played the sound effect. Oh, okay. Sorry. We were gonna try and jump scare you.
Why would you do that? As if I'm not skittish enough.
Because it's Halloween.
Oh, I love Halloween. It literally might be one of my favorite holidays. And this year I feel so pathetic about it because like I just feel like unsettled by everything like in my life that it's like I wanted to go to LA for Halloween, but I just don't. And also last year, I'm not gonna lie, I fucking served with costumes. And this year I have literally no inspiration, as we can tell by me being like Tina. It's like I'm mixed with Tina Belcher and Kim Kardashian. It's like really disturbing.
I say come out here for the holidays, Chris. We'll go at it again. It was a lot of fun.
Said holidays are in 7 days, so
7 days.
7 days to live. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank one of our sponsors, which is Dadgrass. As you know, I love Dadgrass a ton. Now, if you don't know, Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. The Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose, and the effects come on so smooth. Now, they offer a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops. Either way, you get what I'm talking about. Of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So if you want to try it out, be sure to go to dadgrass.com/unhinged to check out their products. And I hear that they're giving our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. So once again, be sure to go to dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. So enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. If you didn't like any of the stories we read on today's episode, that's where one of our sponsors, Dipsy, comes in. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent, or hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. Namaste, in bed, baby. This is psychotic. Hear the sexy voices of Sarunas J. Jackson, ER Fightmaster, Luke Cook, and many others in stories like you've never heard before. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore as well. Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they also offer written stories. It's your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or heat things up with a partner. Now, for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's dipsystories.com/unhinged. Get your groove on, baby.
Make holiday gatherings more delicious at Whole Foods Market. Whether you're the host or the guest who aims to impress, save now on baking essentials from 365 by Whole Foods Market. Need some extra help? Pick up crowd-pleasing flatbreads that are ready to heat, or build a lovely charcuterie board with sales on specialty cheeses and meats. Holiday wines and beers are also on sale, starting at $7.99. Host the perfect holiday party with Whole Foods Market. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly.
All right, moving on to a less dysfunctional note, or maybe more, not really sure. I had Jake, Justin, and Sam come up with a list of topics people I don't really even know. But we're going to go through. It's basically like my hot take, but I'm going to say if it's a trick or if it's a treat. Basically, trick means it's garbage and I don't fuck with it. And treat means the opposite. So I don't know what these are. And if you disagree with me, comment down below, baby.
So can we kick it off with Harry Styles?
Oh my God, what a treat. I mean, literally, dare I say, a Turkish delight. Yeah, Harry Styles, that was the easiest one. He is a treat. He's a snack. He's the whole thing.
Okay. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Sorry, I'm not here anymore.
I'm going to say trick because that trick was a little bitch. It's honestly crazy how little of killing he would have done if the police did their job. It would be crazy. But yeah, no, that motherfucker is a trick. He's a Miami trick.
Okay, I have one. Oh, sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, go for it, Sam.
Okay, Olivia Wilde's salad dressing.
I don't know. I only learned about this like yesterday or the day before that like apparently Jason Sudeikis was like upset that she made her salad dressing for her and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, have we learned what the salad dressing was?
I mean, it must be a treat if someone's willing to get underneath a car for it.
Yeah.
That's so true. I forgot that part. Yeah. it's also just a treat because like, wow, what an incredible addition to the Don't Worry, Darling saga. Like, I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's like, what isn't putting him, laying on the ground behind her car isn't, like, her. It's literally the salad dressing. Like, holy shit. What a treat.
Quick trick or treat. Did you see when Jason Sudeikis served her, like, the divorce papers?
Oh, my God, yeah, on stage at Comic-Con.
Is that a trick or is that a treat?
Oh.
That was honestly, if it happened to me, it would not be this, but that was kind of a slay. That wasn't a trick or a treat. That was kind of a slay. Like, oh, my God. And if you're getting divorced, to serve someone papers in a public setting, like, I would not want that done to me because I would literally melt into it. I would be like, oh, I checked for a million. Like, I would have made a joke about it. But, I mean, that was a trick and a treat. Like,
it's just funny how her reaction was like at first, like, oh, like inquisitive. Like, what? I wonder. Oh.
And then she was like, oh, right. Shouldn't have left with that damn salad dressing. Trick.
They should bottle it, though.
I know, honestly, if she like she really. She should be like having her own little e-shop, an Etsy.
She could be our generation's Paul Newman.
Oh my.
Or it could be Wild Styles is what they call it.
Mm. Oh, ooh, no. Wild Salads.
So Chris,
Salads on Wild. Anyways, Olivia, there's some free options for you.
So I was thinking of going to the Queen, but it might be too soon. What do you think of Prince Charles or now King Charles?
Inbred. Oh, trick or treat. A trick. He's a trick for sure. That stupid trick. I mean, he's got everybody tricked. I mean, everybody loves him. And I'm like, do we though? Do we? He fucking cheated on his wife who was like going through a lot and who was also fucking lovely from what I've heard. Fuck you, little trick.
And the queen is a ghost.
Yeah, the queen also a trick. I mean, later. Catch you on the other side, motherfucker.
Okay,
and
Chris,
that's how Sue sees it.
I'm curious your opinion on couples costumes.
I mean, here's the thing. Are we talking like basic bitch Becky costumes? Are we talking like legit couples like are we talking about like a guy dressing up as ketchup and a girl dressing up as mustard and being like, he's the ketchup to my mustard. Cause that is like honestly punishable by jail or something like that. Jail.
Yeah. But what, like, do you think about half-assed ones versus like they go full?
If anybody goes full in on a costume, immediate win. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the most basic one, but if it's done right and it's like, oh my God, epic, then like I love. Like Andrew and I, granted, we're not a couple, but like we were roommates and we were Karens. And I'm like, see, that was like a serve. Like, do like, but then, yeah, people come as like, who is Fred and Daphne from Scoot? And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, okay, that being said, I literally was going to dress up as Shaggy and have Booger be Scooby. Isn't that kind of cute?
No, that is cute.
I might like do that. That'll be my base. Oh my God, I'm doing everything I just shot on. I would say couples costumes more so are a trick.
She just did one.
Oh, what did you do?
I just did one. We were Steve and Miranda from Sex and the City.
What did you do?
I was Miranda and he was Steve. Do you know the cup from Sex and the City?
No. Okay.
Do you not watch Sex and the City?
No, I've never seen.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen Sex and the City. There. It's out there in the public. Oh, another wow. thing I haven't seen.
Exclusive.
Wow.
Yeah, an exclusive on my own fucking podcast. Honestly, this hair is serving. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Am I about to like wear this in a public?
No, just grow your hair out by this time next Halloween.
Look how C-U-N-T-Y this looks. Oh my God. Like, honestly, I am feeling my oatmeal, bitch.
I think it looks good the way you have it like slicked back. Like,
yeah, that. Right? Like, yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
Your name is Midnight Oats.
My...
Overnight Oats, sorry.
No, my...
Midnight Oats, I like that.
Overnight Oats.
My name is Gold Gusher.
Mmm.
Anyways, this is literally deranged.
Gold Gusher.
This is scarier than any story we read.
Okay, bobbing for apples.
I will say it's a treat, and because there's just something so equally, like, humbling about it that, like... Everybody just looks so fucking helpless and stupid as they're doing it. And like the fact that everyone gets an equal amount of almost waterboarding, like there is something yeah. really like humbling about the experience for everyone to have to go through. So I'm a big fan of that. I think everyone should have that kind of humility under their belt.
Yeah. It's it unifies everyone.
Yeah. It really, it's like no one gets a snorkel and no one gets a pass. It's like
it's so disgusting.
Put your fucking head in the water and pray to God it just is over before you know it.
Oh, but then it becomes like a communal, like a community pool with no chlorine.
Exactly. And I just think that that's really humbling.
Like COVID apples.
I love a COVID apple. Oh my God, guys, I literally am obsessed with this hair. Okay, the glasses definitely help make it, but anyways. I just can't get over how stunning I am in a wig.
I think it's sort of settled in now. Now it's like become you.
Oh, there's hair in my eye. This is why I don't have hair anymore, because I literally can't deal with it like rubbing against my ears and back and all of that. My pussy, my cry. What's the next one, girls?
Hey, Chris, so pumpkin spice is all around us. What is your feeling on pumpkin spice?
Are we talking, like, I need, like, a food group. Is it a liquid or is it a food?
It's permeated throughout all food.
No, I mean, I get it's fucking everywhere. It's like the herpes of the holiday season. But where, like, are we talking in a drink or in, a dessert? Because, like, the coffee, I will say, is overrated. I used to think that, like, the pumpkin spice latte was, like, everything and more. And I think it's just because we are all brainwashed into it. If you're going to get a fall drink, get that motherfucking Starbucks iced apple macchiato. The crisp apple macchiato. Like, honestly, it sounds like, I remember being like, ew. Maybe get it with, like, one pump less of the thing, unless you're into sugary shit. I'd not, so I got it with less. And I love that one. That one, too.
Is it, like, apple cider?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what any of these are? But, like, it's just, it's like a, I was going to say a macchiato, because it is. I don't even know what a macchiato is. Like, I know it's coffee, but I don't know. It's just really good. I love pumpkin spice in desserts. I love pumpkin spice in, like, foods. I would say in drinks, although I will say I had a cocktail last night at dinner, and they had, like, a fall cocktail menu where I went with my friends. And Oh my God, I had this like bourbon drink. Oh wait, no, that was chai, not pumpkin spice. Never mind.
What was it?
Oh my God, it was, oh my God, I took a picture of the menu because I was like, holy clitoris, I need to remember these. All right, it was called Autumn Leaves. Bourbon, chai, vanilla, lemon juice, orange rind. Oh my God.
That sounds so good.
That sounds good.
It was, oh my God. And then my friend got the pomegranate sage gin and tonic. It was gin, sage, simple syrup, pomegranate puree, fresh lime, tonic. And I was like, what a creative little festive drink. And it was so good. None of that had to do with pumpkin spice. I'm going to say overall, it's a treat. I'm just going to say that because I don't think anybody really wants to hear me just continue to ramble about this.
No, I'm hungry now.
Okay, except Jake is the only person who apparently wants to hear this, which God bless, because he's getting like 20%.
By the way, I can't even see with this thing on.
Anyways, I just want to reinforce for those not watching that I look so fucking hot in this wig and sunglasses. Like, my little tips flying out the back are so C-U-N-T-Y. Are there any more on this trick-or-treat list, or are we done trick-or-treating?
I've still got some.
Ooh, well then hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Let's see. Well, this one I think we already know the answer to. Dressing pets in Halloween costumes.
Oh, I mean, what are pets for if not to dress them in the Halloween costume? Or just in general, any season. I think every pet should be dressed up to the nines. Why would you not? Why would you get a pet and then deny it the right of fashion? Psychotic. Take it as a Kardashian. It's majorly important. I'm giving like Alexa Demi goes to a Balenciaga show, honestly.
Should I keep going? Should we do like rapid fire?
Yeah, let's do like three more and then we'll do some voicemails.
We'll do lightning round.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Like fire them off and I'll fire off my answers, baby.
Tarot card readings.
A treat.
Hocus Pocus 2.
Trick. I have never seen the first one. Sorry.
Okay, how about the slap? Will Smith and John and Chris Rock.
Trick. That was like 8 months ago. And like, no one would have given a shit if they were white people. So, next.
Midnight's Taylor Swift's new album.
Don't cancel me, guys. Trick. I do like some of the songs, but sorry. I mean, draw the eyeliner so sharp it could kill a man. I mean, guys. Oh, I mean, I like the song. I like that song. That opening line is psychotic. Draw the eyeliner so sharp it could kill a man. What? I'm sorry. If anybody else wrote that lyric, they would be bullied into the next millennium.
Hasn't she put out like 4 albums in the last like year? And then she's also working on all the old ones.
Yeah.
Just like give it a little extra quality control time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, I like Taylor Swift's a nice guilty pleasure. Like she makes good music like most of the time. Younger, when I went like her earlier stuff, I felt like was like each album was like start to finish and no skip. Now they've become it's like we're playing a little bit of jump rope where I'm skipping, or I don't know. I couldn't think of an activity.
I liked a couple of them. Do you listen to Carly Rae Jepsen's?
What?
Did you listen to Carly Rae Jepsen's?
She has a new album?
Yes, it came out the same day as Taylor Swift.
Oh, see, why does the media own Taylor Swift?
Can you believe it got overshadowed?
That makes me sad, though, because Carly Rae literally just, like, makes so many bops.
It's yeah, that really was good. A really bad decision to do that.
I know.
Oh, to put it on the
same day.
I would have literally done it in a different month.
Okay, what about concert tickets? The seated concert tickets.
Oh my God, treat. What a fucking delight to know exactly where you're going to be sitting. I mean, listen, I love a GA moment, but oh my God, to just know that you don't have to like rush to get a good seat. Like, oh my God. That's why I don't understand people who fly Southwest. I'm like, as if traveling isn't fucking stressful enough, you're saying that you're entering the airport, not knowing where you're sitting on the plane. That is I could just never, I would rather drive across the country again than fly like that.
It's a late 20s treat. seated concert tickets.
Oh, I love a nice, like, designated seat for a concert. Fuck.
Order! Order in the court! Order!
Me a pizza? Anybody? Can someone do that? Anyways, we're in the court and we're being sued by Black China. Let's begin. Didn't they get sued? Didn't the Kardashians get sued?
I am calling in because I have the speed settle. So I was talking to my sister and my friend, and I was talking about how I am obsessed with stuffed animals. Yes, especially the Squishmallows. And I'm like, I come up with little personalities for all of them. And like, they're all like different. And they disagree. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, are you serious? Because I think like, I am 100% material girl. And I like to come up with things. So then like, I have meaning to them, you know? And I see them as like, I don't know, more than an object. So maybe I'm just an empath and they aren't, but like, what the heck, you know? What?
Was there a question?
She's saying, is it weird to be super into stuffed animals?
I thought it was a fitting one to play after your spooky story.
Oh my God. No, leave the stuffed animals at home. Stop playing with them. They're going to skin you and then dry your skin in the sun as your friend looks up from the valley below with your cow and his cow. Don't do it. I don't think there's anything, like, to each their fucking, like, why would I care if someone has a stuffed animal fetish or, like, a hobby, you know? Like, if that, like, to me, that's weird because, like, I just, like, I, like, can't, like, I just wouldn't be able to manage all the stuffed animals and keep them in, like, I can barely remember my dog's name most days. So, like, to me, that's just, like, not for me. But that doesn't mean that that's the law of the land. I guess in this scenario of Chris's court, it literally does. So I guess I probably wouldn't do that. But if that brings you joy and peace in this shithole of a world, I mean, what more could you ask for? You know? What are the Squishmallows? Because those have taken the world by storm.
They're like, they're just like squishy, they're extra squishy plushies.
Oh, and okay.
They're like plushie meets a stress ball.
Do you remember those animal pillows that would like turn into a blanket or something? What were those?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That had like Velcro hands, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Not as much anymore, I don't
But
think.
That's what I feel like Squishmallows are. They give me very much whatever the... Pillow pets. Oh,
pillow
my
pet.
God. I mean, the way my brain is just so fucked up beyond repair... That I pulled that out of like the darkest crevice. Holy shit, pillow pets. But yeah, Squishmallows give me pillow pets 2.0. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to say no Squishmallows. Let's stop the trend because you're going to be stuck with so many of them, like so many people with pillow pets.
And weren't we talking about like that one relative that has like the room full of dolls?
Oh yeah, no, I had one of those.
And what was your opinion on that?
Oh wait, still freaks me out. I probably wouldn't.
You
be
just
able
don't
to...
go in that room.
No, I would always have to sleep in that one, and I would be like literally never sleeping. I was like, this is the night that I walk the ceiling, like 100%. Yeah, I don't fuck with rooms like that. Sorry. Like, we're a civilized nation for a reason.
Well, Chris, is there a ominous crow cawing in the background?
Oh no, I thought that was you.
Is that in our place? Oh.
I don't think.
Oh, that's me. Oh my actually, God. That's me.
Is Jake? Are you asleep? I mean, Jake's like, oh, what? Oh my God, yeah, that's mine.
No, I can't hear anything because I have the hair. And by the way, the stuffed toy right here, I've got stuffed toys right here protecting me.
Okay, well.
Your story about the creepy dolls, though, it's the eyes in those rooms that freaks me out because the eyes follow you. It's like the Mona Lisa. Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa?
I already have enough eyes on me. I don't need any dolls.
I had some when I was a kid, and I did the same thing that the listener did. Like, they all had personalities and, like, different.
You could remember all of that?
Yeah, and I used to – I don't want to embarrass myself. That's all I'll say.
That's fair. I respect that. I wish I had that ability to stop talking.
Hey, Chris. My name is Kayla Sean. It's a two-part first name, so
Kayla Sean.
Hey, Kayla Sean.
You talk about your name a lot and how you kind of think Chris is a bland name.
It is.
I wanted to know if you could change your name or something about your name, whether it's Chris or your middle name or whatever, what would you change it to? Ooh. I personally would not change my name. I'm the only person in the world with the name Kayla Sean, and I'm also named after my dad and my uncles, and I think that's really cool. But if you could change your name, what would you change it to and why? Thank you.
That was a good question, Kayla Sean. Someone asked me this on the street, I think, a few weeks ago. And all I could think of was the time I wanted to change my name to Chad because of Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, like, he got a kiss Hillary Duff, so I figured if my name was Chad, I would also. Yeah, it's so dark. I do shit on my name a lot, but it is just so fucking boring. But on the other hand, it's like, people know how to spell Chris. So, like, there's, like, that at least. Do I look like a certain person to any, like, is there a name that I look like?
Chauncey.
Chauncey?
You look like Edna Mode right today.
No, okay. I mean, like, me not dressing up for this episode, guys. Like, what name do I look? Oh my God. That was a horrifying wig reveal.
Holy okay, jump ready. Scare.
That was literally a jump scare. What name would you guys give me based off of looking at me?
Like low-key, Steven.
Malcolm.
I almost said Steven. Jason. I was like, I look like a Steven. Oh my God. What did you say, Sam?
I said Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have Halloween on the brain.
I think Malcolm, like a Brit Malcolm. Like, doesn't he look like a Malcolm?
Now, kind of.
He looks like a Samantha.
Now I look like Coconut Head.
Liza.
Who's Liza?
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, he was giving Liza Minnelli.
I guess I'm just too young. Jake, your microphone is literally so loud.
Sorry. Sorry, Christopher.
It's sort of like the Natalie Portman closer wig style.
You're so right.
Oh, you do look like Natalie.
Yeah, I don't know what I would change my name to. This has been a fun tangent, but
Natalie.
Maybe like Gustav. That sounds kind of cool. That's like hard. And my nickname could be Gus. Like, that's hot. I love that.
I like that.
I love that for me. I would love, yeah, Gus, honestly. Gussie.
Oh, Gussie. That's cute. That's really
Oh my God,
cute.
My nickname could be Gussie. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to go with Gustav, short named Gus.
Do you have any like baby names picked out?
No. My kids are gonna have fucked up names, I feel. They're gonna have to sound good.
What was the Trisha Paytas?
Oh, I love the name Clint.
What?
Clint?
You don't know what?
I have no idea what I just said.
You said it so earnestly.
Clint? I don't, is Clint even a fucking name?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God, wait, I'm so right for that.
I think you should name your kid Gustav. Right? Gustav.
I think I'm going to name it Rob Kardashian Sr. Can you imagine Rob Kardashian Sr. Clemens? Honestly, fire. Let's just carry on. This is psychotic. Like, the scariest thing about...
Caught by Sebs.
Start this over? I'm sorry. I thought someone... For special- Did you guys change this person's voice?
No.
I apologize to the person. It literally sounds like a voice changer. I just wasn't expecting it. All right, I'm ready.
Hi, Chris. This is Caught by Sebs. This has been a debate for such a long time with me and my friends. And I've been seeing a lot of TikToks on it. And you can kind of take this however you want, but like cut or uncut? I've been seeing you've been making like jokes on the podcast and I'm like here for it, but I'm just confused. Like, I feel like people just like cut, but you know, I don't know. Then there's both sides. So what are your thoughts? I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts, you know, just preference, whatever. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
I mean, what the fuck are we doing here, guys?
I Are you passing?
I don't know what to say. Like, who? Like, are we really talking about foreskin right now?
He didn't specify what he was talking about, but I think that...
I mean, I don't think he's talking about my sandwiches. Like,
he's talking about gems.
The crust.
Uncut gems. Oh, I love God. My gems uncut. Okay, guys, can we talk about, though, really quick, how Julia Fox really has just, like, solidified herself in, like, top 10 favorite people? I'm obsessed with her.
She did good.
Good soup. She was like, I'm going to get that bag, literally, the Birkin, and she bounced.
Oh, it's a perfect time.
That's a business. Oh, my God, literally couldn't have been a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say I like my gems either cut or uncut. I don't really mind. What about you guys?
I think uncut for the winter and cut for the summer.
Cut for the summer. Oh, I see.
Good answer.
It's like a sweater.
I'm going to throw up. Next.
Oh, God.
This is like talking about this shit with your family. I'm like, oh, my God, I did not need to hear Jake say good answer to that.
I just wanted him to answer. I didn't want to answer.
Hi, Chris. My name is Bella.
Hi, Bella.
And my friend asked me this question today.
Is this Bella Hadid?
And I want to know what your answer is.
Yes.
So basically it goes like this. If you are getting Eiffel Towered, hopefully you know what that is.
Oh God, of course I do.
By Satan and Jesus, who would you want in the front and who would you want in the back? I know what I would want. I feel like, oh, by the way, this is real Jesus, the real depiction of Jesus, not the white version. I feel like that really changes my answer. But yeah.
What does that mean?
Which would you want in the front and which in the back? Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Thank you. Bye. Sorry, I'm like doing like a gymnastics floor routine in my brain trying to think of an answer for this one because either way, I'm in a pretty compromised position. I would see, like, I don't want the devil behind me. Like,
why?
Just, you know, for obvious reasons. But then it's like, would the devil give good head? Oh, wait, no, am I the one giving? Yeah. So I'm sucking and also getting entered. Okay, wow, this is just like a really sad place to be. Oh my God. I guess I'd rather, oh my God, I'd rather suck off Jesus. Jesus, I think, would have to be in front, and then Satan would be behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do? What's
no?
What?
I just because you said that you were afraid to have Satan behind you.
Well, I was thinking then, like, I forgot that I thought I was like getting sucked, not doing the vacuuming. I was thinking, okay, well, if Jesus finishes, maybe that'll like take away some of my sin or something. I don't know. There's like some logic of like the elixir of life in there.
I think I have to Google Eiffel Tower again because my understanding is not.
No. Jake, you can do that after. That's your homework. We definitely don't need to talk about it face to face.
It's a wonderful place in France.
What would you guys do? What would your answers be?
I feel like Jake now, all I remember is that there's a high five involved, but I can't remember what the acts are.
So someone's in the middle and this is their mouth and this is their other hole and this is getting entered and this one's getting entered.
How is it the Eiffel Tower?
Because then you clasp
because
hands.
There's two people standing and they high five and you're in the center.
Oh, thank you for
the... Wow, this is...
This is an educational podcast.
Thank you for the knowledge.
Yeah, this is really uncomfortable. I don't have a father figure, but if I did, I can imagine telling him about an Eiffel Tower feeling something like this.
Thank you, son.
No. Jesus Christ, just no. I just realized that my neighbors can fully see me through this window, and this is what they see.
They're like, oh, damn, the Kardashian moved in. We're going to make money. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine? They're like, Kardashian moved into Delaware.
Oh my gosh.
Is there another voicemail or should we just...
Should I end it on something nice?
Yeah. What? This hasn't been nice?
Yeah, run one on. Yeah, let's end it on a...
Hey, Chris. I was just calling in because I got a concussion and the doctor said that I can't drink or smoke or anything for the next couple weeks.
That sucks for you.
But I have a few parties coming up. And those things are never fun sober. So what should I do? Like, should I follow set rules?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. As a real doctor, I would tell you that you can drink on medication. What you can't do when you have a concussion, don't do it. Like, that's your brain. That is like the logic board of the whole fucking mothership. Don't fuck that up. Okay? Stay home. Sleep. Eat something good. Do not go. If you go, do not fucking partake in that shit. And also, I don't think you should be at a place with loud sound.
Yeah.
If you have a fresh concussion. I mean, listen, I'm all about having a good time and being an idiot. I wouldn't do that. You know, I mean, I also wouldn't be in a position where I would get a concussion. So, like, that's why I stopped playing sports at, like, the age of 12. I literally stopped playing baseball because it went from parents pitching to kids pitching. And I was like, nope, I don't trust them. We're done. That's the end of my baseball career. I was on a travel team. I was, like, low-key a baller.
What position do you play?
I did shortstop and pitcher.
Same.
Well, this is about me, not you. So, yeah, I would say do not do it. It's not worth it. Like, a concussion, serious. Okay. Like I was saying, if it was like you took Advil and the bottle says don't drink on this, I would be like, you're going to be fine. But do not do that. That's my final answer. And with that being said, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
If you guys want to make sure to never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Wherever you get your podcast, video episodes go up on youtube.com/Chris. If you want to call in with your own debate or you want my opinion or my thoughts on something, be sure to call 310-844-6459. And, you know, I have to go to glam, so I'll talk to you guys later. And happy Halloween.
Take us home, Jake.
Oh, yeah. Everything else is copywritten. I have to be careful.
I was just about to say, do we even own that?
It's my original gem, bro.
I'll have my mom, Chris, get it.
You're what?
I'll have my mom, Chris, get it.
Nice.
Happy Halloween.
All right, bye.